Hello, I'm Nancy Miller, and I serve as a member of the leadership team here at New Covenant. Today I want to share with you about a need we've become aware of in our fellowship, and we're trying to develop a way to address this need. As you may have seen in the bulletin and newsletter, at one of our recent LT meetings, we gathered several from our fellowship to discuss current needs for practical care and potential future needs. We value caring for one another, and as we age, we may not be able to physically help one another in ways that we did in the past. And yet, we still want to show practical love and support to one another. So out of these needs and out of our desire to help each other, we felt that it would be good to create some kind of a care team, which would be different in scope from other existing New Covenant ministries. To be honest, so far we don't really know what it would look like or how it would work. But in addition to asking for ongoing input from the fellowship, which could be given to anyone on the leadership team, and all those names are in the bulletin, we're also letting you know that you have an opportunity to serve on the newly forming care team. In Acts 6, we read of the early church facing needs in their fellowship. The church leaders asked the fellowship to choose the members who would attend to such needs. In this selection from Acts, they were to choose from among their fellowship those who are known to be full of the Spirit and full of wisdom. As a result, not only were the needs met, but also the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. We invite you to be in prayer with us for the formation of this care ministry and the team of people that will help facilitate the ongoing care of one another in our fellowship. In John 13:35, Jesus says, "For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you're my true followers." We hope that our loving care within our fellowship is evident to all who come to know us. Would you join me, please, in praying for these needs? Dear God, we need your care so much, and we are so grateful for all the days you have cared for us. And we know, Lord, that we are frail and we need your care every day. And we want to be like you in sharing love with others. We pray, Father, that you would help us to form this new ministry. We ask that you would guide us, that you would bring forth people who would like to serve in any way on this team. And we pray that those who do serve will be filled with your Holy Spirit in all wisdom, prudence, and kindness. In Jesus' name, amen.